Indigenous people have been in this country for thousands of years and have formed a deep, special relationship with the land. Some of these relationships include communicating with spirits on the other side.
And she was standing in the middle of the kitchen, pointing up to the air. And my mum said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm talking to Daddy."
She could hear like things being rummaged through and like thrown around and like sniffing and growls. And then there was like one loud bang and then everything went silent.
And when it turned its face, it had like a woman's face with big long hair and everything like that. And the thing that that woman did was that she took the souls of young men.
And as he looked to the side of him, there was actually a big, dark, tall figure standing there. So he just looked at his phone and he just froze and he didn't know what to do until it went away.
Yeah, it looked just like Star Displays, you know, saying, down near the by Wajak Noongar Winter. So I'm just on operating, living on Wajak Noongar land at the moment, just paying my respects to the elders, past and present.
I'm really interested to know some of those events that happened off the screen that we weren't privy to. Are you able to share a bit about that?
And even when I talk about it now, I feel like, you know, a little bit scared, you know.
From the Dudji in the north to the Wawa in the south, whether we like it or not, these spirits are a part of the land and a part of all of us. This is Indigenous Ghost Stories.